When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And I'm ZD Donahue.
And I think that we often get asked the question, what do you wear while you're podcasting? I'm just kidding. No one's ever asked us that question.
We don't wear pants.
No, but I thought it would be fun to tell people what we're wearing. What are you wearing, Mom?
Well, I have on the made-to-measure leggings, of course.
And?
Oh, and I have on a quick Leo.
A quick Leo.
And
yeah.
I have on Lindsay's old skater hoodie.
You didn't have to say that. Oh. You could have just been like,
you just want to leave it.
Made-to-measure leggings. You just want to leave it. Leo.
And then I have on, like, Ugg boots.
Yeah, and I'm wearing, you know, the kimono from the February zine. I'm wearing ready to wear PJs, like a nursing tank and stuff. But I just thought we are in
our self sewn.
You're in your active wear, and I'm in my lounge wear.
I can sleep in this if I want to.
Yeah,
because I'm really tired.
I can sleep in anything. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. We can. We have.
All right. So today's episode is about sharing your sewing space with other people.
Do people ask us about that?
Well, yes.
Are they afraid to?
Oh, well, you mean us personally?
Yeah, like you and I. Like, how do we do this?
I don't think they have to ask us, because you'll just tell them, Mallory messed up my sewing studio.
Mallory's a pig and I'm not.
You don't. No one has to ask you. You'll just tell them. Yeah.
All I can say is,
I'm really disorganized.
It's a good thing I don't do bridal anymore, because it's not clean enough in here.
Well,
when you do bridal, you can't even have like little fuzzies. From
right.
your other projects. You can't.
I'm a recovering.
I want to hear
slob,
this.
Slob, I guess. I'm trying really hard.
Recovering? Tell me what program you went to.
Well, I'm trying to recover.
Okay. Yeah.
And
Sam, are you listening to this?
You know she is. Sam's really organized, too. You just wish Sam was your daughter, Mom. No answer.
I'm not answering.
Okay. No comment.
She's my faux daughter. My
ZD
quasi-daughter.
ZD can neither confirm nor deny
That's right.
that she wants Sam to be her daughter. Okay. Like, instead of me. I'd be fine sharing my mom with Sam. Okay. So, I'm a slob. And
I'm not.
And ZD's not. I'm a terrible person. But
I'm organized.
Since I've had kids, I've realized that there's a big value to being organized.
Yes.
And I've been trying real hard to be organized in my life. And I will say that, like, moving the shop here, you know, moving the business here,
right.
it's been a hurdle. Like, moving it here and then having the baby, you know, it's been
it's
quite
like
a lot.
Not, you know, it's almost been a disaster at sometimes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's been hard. I think we are on the road.
Digging out.
Yes. We're coming out of the cave, the organization. And people have asked, they're like, we want a tour of your studio. And we're like, no.
The problem is, I don't think the insurance would cover them, like, climbing over the obstacle course to get to it.
No, I meant, like, even a virtual tour.
Oh, that too.
Yeah,
yes.
Good thing we don't
Although,
have the fire marshal coming
you know
out
what?
Here, right?
We can. We have a picture of you in the stacks.
It's posted. Posted on the Instagram.
Oh, I was going to say, we could have put that for the cover on this podcast.
Well, it can
photo.
Be there too. Yeah, it can, that's all right. We can do both of those.
That's about, like, Mallory's laying there, and that's probably about 75% of our fabric.
I said it was a quarter.
Oh, no, you think?
Look at those bins.
But and that's really concentrated over
there's
there.
There's more in my, okay, well, I guess I need to change that.
This set of drawers. Well, maybe you're right.
And then there's those bolts and that set of drawers there.
Oh,
and there's
never
the silk,
mind.
And I think you're full of it.
Never
I think
mind.
You may have gone
What about all the stuff that I have at the front door to give away?
Yeah, that's true.
That was quite a dent.
You're right that is just fabric. It's very concentrated. Okay, but that's another episode, right? The fabric library episode.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's... Wow, I don't know. You think we got 10,000 pieces of fabric? I don't know.
Yeah, but probably about 10,000.
Well, if we count yard, if we say it in yards, that would be really bad.
Yeah. So, but today, you know, we're talking about sharing your sewing space with other people. And there are a couple of versions of this, I think, in our audience's lives. I think that there are people who actually share their sewing space with other people who sew.
Uh-huh.
Like you and I, we have a dedicated sewing space and we both sew.
Right.
But then there are people who have sewing spaces that are, you know, like close to their, it's a portion of their living room.
Or their dining room, yes. Even. Yeah, dining room or living room, or they have to use the kitchen table, or they share an office-ish space.
Yeah.
Or a craft space or something
like
that.
Or it's like kind of in the kid play area, so that they can be
well. And some people do that on purpose. They have a room that's, you know, they're sewing where they can watch their smaller children.
Absolutely. I mean, no, there's nothing wrong with that. So I think there's two versions of this, right?
But or more.
Yeah, at least two. I think that one thing that you started implementing for our version of the situation, because like I said, our space is dedicated. It's not like someone else is trying to like do something up here. Well, except for film, but whatever.
Our podcast.
You have implemented the continuing projects.
Yes.
Bin.
Yes, we wound up with that because people were losing or misplacing or not knowing where they put parts of their project or whatever.
Yeah. So not only is this for, you know, like I come up here, I'm working.
Well, and Sam shares the space too, basically, because she sews here too.
And sometimes Stacy comes over and sews
with
me. But I thought this was really neat because you said, hey, everybody's got to have a bag, you know, like a big gallon Ziploc or something for their continuing project. And what this bag does, it not only lets you as the project's, you know, owner put it away, but let's say that, like, the baby starts crying.
Right.
I got to go take care of him, and I can't put my project away at that moment.
Right.
And a few hours pass where I'm caring for him. And in the meantime, you have come up into the studio.
Right.
And you want to work.
Right.
You can put my project
away. I can put your project away. That's right.
It's not ideal that you would have to, like, clean up after me necessarily.
Well, but it's not, you know, it's less than cleaning up because you know you get to put it here. You know the person's going to be able to find it. You know, they've got the bag there with the label on it or whatever already.
Right, because one time we came up, Stacy and I came up, and you'd been working on a leotard, you know, and we moved your stuff, and actually, we kept it all together. I don't think we didn't lose any pieces, but we could have, because there are little pattern pieces.
There's a little, well, and how many pieces of pattern did we find today, Sam and I, just through, of Mallory's, is part of your pattern? Mallory's
my
M7470. She's not always organized.
Yeah, well, I was, yeah, that's a long story. That's also, though, that project has taught me a lot about pacing.
Yes.
Because I'm like, you know, I really don't have, like, my own sewing space where I can, like, leave that out. You know, it's shared, like we said. And that project takes many sessions of sewing.
It does.
You know, even if I had a whole day, I probably, I don't know, maybe I could whip it out if I, like, had an entire day to myself. But that doesn't happen very often with our, you know, family situation. So,
Now, the other thing I used to do.
Yeah.
Is work from a cart.
Yes.
And we can do that, too. Mm-hmm. Except right now we have the monitor on the cart. But, you know, it was like it's a pretty big cart. I think that this was originally for, like, a printer or something at one time.
Uh-huh.
But it's quite big. And because I would have more than one project going on.
Yeah.
And I would work, and I could just lay it back on the cart and keep what we call the work table. We call the work table, it's our cutting table, it's our work table. So we draft on it, we cut on it, you know, we do a lot of work. We assemble things on it sometimes.
Right.
We are sometimes gluing or, you know, hand stitching using
that
table.
It.
Yeah, it's a work table.
So that continuing projects, it's good for you as the project originator, or it's good for your sewing room partner, sharer person. They could put it away if you were called away suddenly, because that's just going to happen a lot of times.
It just happens, right.
You know,
we figured that out.
Yeah.
That not everybody can put their project away.
Yeah, I think maybe
something can happen.
It might be unrealistic to say you need to come in here and then leave the place, you know, exactly to a pin.
And sometimes we are pressed for time to get something done. So we want to work up till the last minute or something like that.
And we know, you know, it's not like food where it goes bad. You can leave it out, you know. So the other thing you did, so this is a bin that's on our cutting table right now.
Right.
Now, we're planning on doing a little bit more rearranging in the studio, and I think it might be able to go up on a rack that continues.
Yeah. Well, I think that, yes. We have some shelving and racks that we are going to reassign, I believe.
Right. Yeah. So that might be able to go up on a rack, but we have a big table, so it's okay for that bin to be there for now. But another little, it's like a plastic shoebox that you have that you've designated as the fast put away or the quick put away. And when I say designate, Mom has made big old labels.
You put labels on everything. If you think you're going to remember where you put it or what it is or what, you're not. And ideally, if I had everything my way, nothing is closed in. So, like, we have a closet, and you notice the closet doesn't have shelves or hanging racks.
It's just a room, yeah.
It is a room that we have a rolling rack, that we have movable shelves, that we can have, you know, we have clear bins in there with things in it. But it's not set up one way. It is convertible.
It's mobile.
It's convertible.
Convertible, mobile.
Right.
That's good
Now,
word.
I know a lot of people that have bedrooms, and they just take their doors off.
The
closet. And I had done that at one time. I had a big double closet, and so I took the sliding doors of the closet, and they became my work tables. And that, if you can't see it, you know, you'll forget you have it, or it won't be there.
So she's labeled these bins, and the quick put away is for tools.
Right.
More so because, you know, somebody's got the rotary cutter out. That rotary cutter, it doesn't go with your project.
No.
Right. Okay.
Right.
But maybe you don't want to put away every single thing in its labeled spot,
right?
You know, so go ahead. Yeah.
Well, I got this idea because Stacy had been here.
Yes.
And I came up and everything was cleaned up, and I couldn't find the fray block. Mm-hmm. And I thought, it's very likely that Stacy cleaned up and put it away, but she didn't put it where
in the right place.
Put it.
Yeah.
And that was exactly what happened. It was like in a different place. And I thought, you know, this would work for her because if she can't ask you where it goes, she still wants to clean up, but so she can put it all in this one box.
Mm-hmm.
And then we know that if we go for the fray block and it's not there, to look in that clear bin.
Yes.
You know, plus it's fast, you know, because the way we work, you know, we can have tools out, pencils out, maybe a pattern piece or a paper piece or...
Well, or maybe even like kind of a specialized tool
right.
You know, or like tape. You know,
yes.
Okay, that's a label. We have the drawer labeled tape.
Yep.
And I just look down there and I cannot find it. Like, it is... So for some reason, that word becomes like invisible to me.
I think
Why
that,
is it?
I think that's another thing. You know, we have some labels on made with like a little label maker. So how big are they? Less than a half inch?
Yeah.
I really like the labels better that I made on the computer where I went in and I went in a graphic program and I put tape and it's 4 inches tall.
I like it on the index cards too. Just
Right.
Something like that.
Nice and big and sometimes colorful. And sometimes I like things in a color.
Yes.
Because I made the zippers chartreuse. There, so I will look for the chartreuse.
Absolutely. That's great.
You identify it that way.
Okay, so let's not get too hung up on organization.
Right.
Let's talk about sharing with another person. So this allows
But that's one reason it needs to be labeled.
That's
it really
very true.
Is. Yes.
So that no one has to remember, oh no, I like to put it here.
Right, or they decide it's going in a new place. It's not. It's going in the same place everybody can find it.
And that is Gretchen Rubin has like a word for this. It's like the unsaid command. It's like when you have a system.
Uh-huh.
So you don't have to say, Mallory, the tape goes here.
Right.
I can read the label.
Right.
And, you know, presumably you don't have to tell me because I can read the label. And so that's a way of communication.
Yes.
With the other person. Yes. Is the good labeling. So that's right. Very true. That's excellent. What if you hadn't gotten to explain the system to me and I'd come up here? I probably would have gotten what continuing project bin and fast put away were because you labeled them.
Labeled them and you go, oh, what, yeah.
Communicated with me through labels.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And nobody's allowed to change the system without notification, basically.
Sure, yeah.
I will tell you, my most frustrating thing in sharing a space is that I come up and I reach for something and it's not in its place.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to look for it. So I just wasted some time. And then, you know, I'm working. And then I look, oh, it's not there. So that, I feel like that's inefficient and it wastes my time. And I'm no longer enjoying what I'm doing because I'm frustrated.
Right. I think the other thing, you know, we've got this bin, something that I would love for us to incorporate, and I don't think it'll be, you know, too difficult, is to have a rack that also is for continuing projects. Because I've got, like, that dress.
You mean the hanging rack?
On. Yeah, like a
right.
hanging rack.
And, you know, we used to do that, especially with the IV poles. That was,
yes.
was part of the thing. And we've got the closet cleaned out. We've got some racks. And I think we're getting to that again.
Absolutely.
But yes. And we like to hang patterns, too.
Right.
Especially if you're drafting or working on a new pattern. It's nice to hang it.
And having, having those things labeled is great. And having rules about cleaning is good. As much as someone can, you know, okay, are we supposed to sweep up after we're done? Or are we, you know, da-da-da-da, all that stuff. That can be something that you...
Yeah, I mean, and you know, you need to sweep almost every day.
I can't believe
because
what
that's
the floor
you
looks
just
like
make,
in here.
You just make lint and strings and threads and, you know, sewing makes little fuzzy things that fly around.
Okay, well, let's take a break real quick and let's come back and talk about, how you can handle frustrating situations maybe when your sewing room sharing partner doesn't follow the rules, or you're sharing with non-sewers.
Hey, Mal.
Hey, Mom.
I heard you were easy.
Oh, no!
What does that mean?
No, it means what you really heard was, well, Mallory, you're easy, T. Looks so good on you.
Oh,
yes.
I should have known that it was something about something you made.
Like you said, you're getting into your golden years. Sometimes, you know, mishearing things. It happens.
No, you're
right?
The one that mishears things. I know this. You make lapel pins about it.
Okay. So I am currently wearing an easy tee, and I wear them all the time. The easy tee is a semi-fitted short sleeve t-shirt made out of a woven fabric, and you draft the easy tee to fit your measurements by taking the easy tee class.
Well, how do I take this class?
It's an online class that you can watch anytime on sewhere.com. To purchase the class, go to sewhere.com/easy tee. That's just EASYT.
Is this on my computer?
It's on your computer. It's on your phone. It's on your iPad. The class is divided up into short, easily consumable segments, some of which you may not ever need to watch ever again, but some of which you might want to revisit. So you have the ability to mark lessons as completed and also to star lessons so you can go back and revisit the ones that are most important to you.
And I can vouch, Mallory's easy tea is a lot easier than Mallory is.
Once again, go to sewhere.com/easyt to begin your pattern drafting journey.
Sewing out loud.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're back. Okay, Mom, what are you supposed to do when your non-sewing, your when your sewing partner doesn't follow the rules? Are you just supposed to, like, yell
flog
at them?
Flog them.
Are you just supposed to yell at them?
You flog them.
Okay.
Well, you say, I came up and I found the studio like this, and it was a problem for me because da-da-da-da-da. That's what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't seem to work for me.
Should you just, like, I mean, yeah, you probably shouldn't just, like, scream at the person or something, right? I think that you should, you know, help them to understand expectations.
Yes.
And I think that this, well, this came up in the group. You know, we allow the discussion of politics and religion in the group as it relates to sewing. But I'm about to make a rule where you cannot give parenting advice. Like,
oh, yeah.
Just if you're about to write something about parenting, stop. Like, it's redonkulous what goes on when that
exactly.
comes up. I cannot believe the things
people say or do or
that come up.
Yep. Yeah, I agree.
Unlike when I say ends of the spectrum, like the strictness and the what's the word? Where the permissiveness, whatever.
Lack of structure, whatever.
Yeah, I'm about to add that to the rules. So,
or no, the vendetta towards your children. That's the part that freaks me out when people are like, well, if my kid does this, and I always thought I was mean.
You still are. Don't worry. Don't worry.
But
okay.
Like, I think I was mean just enough. Just the right about him. So, nobody went to jail, you know?
Yeah. So it's because we didn't report you. But don't. That was the best. Oh, that was so good.
Oh, no.
So
when you used to tell me you were going to call 1-800-CHILD-ABUSE, I used to say, make sure they'll take all three of you because I'm not just doing one.
Hey, that was funny and you laughed.
It was funny.
Unlike my, what did I try to make a speculum joke or a can joke? Anyway, whatever.
I don't know. Something about a soup can one time that nobody got.
No, but
got.
There was another one. There was a speculum joke,
I feel like.
I can't remember it exactly. Okay, so I've got a little kid, right? Like, two little kids. Really little.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
I can't wait to hear this.
This is my hope. Tell me what you think of this,
Mom. That
they
won't be like you.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I am going to try to schedule regular times. Not like regular as in like every Sunday, but like, you know, as an activity, if we're looking for something to do, I want to bring Zelda up here and have her play in the sewing room and then put away her stuff so that she can practice.
And that was what I did with you.
Yeah.
In fact, we just went through that box today.
Oh, that was only one of the boxes.
Right.
I think there's another one.
But we had a big plastic box,
yes.
You know, and or bin or whatever you want to call it with a lid, and it said Mallory on it.
Yeah.
And she got to put her stuff in there and her projects in there because sometimes you would sew and maybe not sew for a couple weeks. You know, you were
of
doing
course,
something.
Of course, because yeah, you're
right.
A kid, you're busy. Yeah.
I mean, I sewed almost every day of my life.
Right.
You know, and now you do. But
yeah, now,
you didn't then.
So I hope to, like, create that good habit. I think it can be confusing to a kid a lot of the time because the sewing room can look disorganized when you've got fabric cut out, you know, or you've got threads. I mean, it's a colorful place. There's a lot of little things around, you know. So I hope that teaching her about the studio and how it works and what we do up here is helpful for when she gets curious about coming up here. Now, she
yes.
won't be up here by herself for a very long time.
Right.
You know, I mean, she's going to be three soon, so it's not like she'll be like, Mom, I'm going to the studio to make a pillow. How long will that take, Mom? About 4 years? What? Like
a pillow?
When? Oh. No, how long before I came up and started sewing by myself, whether you liked it or not?
You used to sneak up even when I told you not to.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Because I really wanted to sew.
Yeah, I was, you know, she never sewed. You never hurt yourself.
No, but how
yeah.
old was I? Do you know? What do you think?
I'm 10-ish.
10, yeah. That sounds about right. That's about right.
Yeah, I 9 or 10-ish, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. We had somebody post that their daughter had left their sewing room a mess.
Right.
And boy, I could like hear it in your voice. She said, I couldn't even sit down at the machine I wanted to sit at. And I was like, yeah, that's really frustrating. And this lady, you know, I think she just wanted to vent.
Right.
My personal opinion is that it's okay to be frustrated with your kids. What's your opinion on that, Mom? to be frustrated
with your
kids?
You know, my philosophy used to be I had three, so I could at least have one I wasn't mad at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a few people just, it seemed like they were expressing, you know, which is going to be against the rules soon, that they thought that this lady, like, shouldn't be mad at her kid at all. You know, and then some people.
Oh, and some people
said, go in her room and trash
it. Yeah, dump everything out and blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'll let this go. I don't think that lady should go and mess up her daughter's room, you know.
And I don't think she wanted to.
I don't think she wanted to. I do think some people who said that were kidding. You know, there were a couple ha-has in there. But, you know, this lady was frustrated. And I think she also said that her daughter, like, the reason that the sewing room was a mess is her daughter was making, like, burp claws for her
she was trying to make a gift.
New nieces and nephews for Easter. Right. I mean, like, how sweet is that, right?
Right.
But this lady wanted to go in and sew, and it was really frustrating.
Right.
I thought, oh, well, if there had been that current project, like, if that girl had known, hey, there's a place I can dump this stuff.
Right.
You know, could that have helped? I don't know. Or maybe she, you know, teenagers, like, if are not good at, like, forethought.
Unless you were me. I have been forethinking since I was, like, six.
Yeah. Unless you're mom.
Right.
So, you know, I think that if you can scaffold in order for the whole process to be successful, that can be really important. Now, machines and threading and whatnot, I mean, I don't know. Do you think you'd expect your sewing partner to, like, rethread the machine the way they found it? I don't expect that, do you?
No.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Yeah.
Because I don't even know what threading I'm going to use when I walk in.
Right.
I mean, it could change. Oh. I don't always come and back and work on exactly the same project I left from.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, but we were going to talk about non-sewing people. So teaching your non-sewing people to respect your space, right? So this is if your space is shared or something.
Right.
You'd mentioned an office.
Well, and I will tell you what happens to us.
Yeah.
And we don't really share ours, but at birthday times
mm-hmm.
and times like holiday times when you're wrapping gifts, where does everybody wrap their gifts?
Up here with the big old table,
Yeah, and what do?
Yep.
They leave all the crap right there.
Right.
And we have it. It's in a closet right off the, you know, studio space where they can, you know, they've got it from there.
Right.
And they brought it out, but they can't put it back for some reason.
The other thing is, a lot of times in a sewing space, even if you share it, you've tried to create some kind of blank surface, right?
Right.
Because it's your cutting.
That's right.
Drafting, taping,
that work table,
tracing,
da-da-da-da,
all that stuff. I know not everyone has one of those all the time, but I think that's a place where family members may tend to put stuff.
Right.
Like, it's a shared office, and there's this big blank table, and so
it's empty. Let's put something on it.
Spouse,
that's what a flat table's for,
that's
right?
That's right. That's what those flat tables are for. A spouse, a child, a whatever, a sibling, you know, could see that. So, you know, you could have your own bin.
Well, that's true, too.
Put their stuff in when it's, when you want to use it.
I think compartmentalizing or having a shelf or having a bin and have it labeled.
Right.
So if there's an empty shelf that belongs to someone.
Right.
You know, put Mallory's name on it. Everybody knows that nobody's supposed to put anything on that but Mallory.
And that table should always be clear. Or if it's not clear, the next person has the permission to put those things away respectfully
quickly.
Or
you get that bin out and put that person's name on it and throw it all in there.
I've heard a few stitchers say that their partners, their spouses or whatever, they do like that tabletop gaming. And so they're like, they are painting little figurines.
Right.
And they're, you know, like they are crafting as well.
Right.
You know?
Right. Absolutely.
And I don't know, we have lots of flat tables all around our house that people can work on.
I was going to say, we in our studio space, we have a painting table.
Yes, yes, we do. We have a lot of spaces, but not everyone will. So you need that. And your sewing machine, I think it's good to have a cover on it.
I do too.
So that not only maybe will someone not play with it,
right,
but maybe even like accidentally like knocking the thread or hitting something. I think that cover can be helpful.
And actually, you know, another thing that's not a bad idea, especially if you're in a close space, is to have that surge protector. And when you leave your room, turn the surge protector off.
That's a great idea.
So that the machine can't accidentally be turned on or something like that happen, or the iron gets turned on. Remember when Gina vacuumed the serger pedal under, you know, like it went underneath the table and engaged the serger pedal. We went out and it surged like the entire. So we had this chain of thread that was, you know, the length of how much thread was there. It just kept going.
Well, and that is something that could happen at the shop because we were supposed to have machines on all the time, you know. But if you, you won't forget to turn anything off if you have surge protectors that you can just switch on and off in order to do that. So I think that's a great tip. And then I think one more kind of like container thing. this I feel like you probably had to share some space, you know, with non-stitchers more than I did, right? Like, did you have your sewing room in a living room at one point or anything like that?
I was never quite in a living room. I was in a dining room, yes, at one point in time, but, you know, we had an eating kitchen.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like we had to eat every, so it was like a formal dining room that I used.
Right.
That didn't get used very often. So what I did is I had bins. Like over to the side where I could take everything in and then plop everything back in.
Yeah, you need containers for your thread.
Yeah.
You need containers for your scissors.
Right.
You, like everything.
Yes, my sewing table was the dining room table
at that point. You should have stuff with lids if you're in common space.
Yes.
So that it's clear, lids are on there.
Right.
Threads are in there, scissors are in there, whatever.
Well, and especially somebody who has to disassemble their space or their setup or whatever. Think about it. Think about how you can compartmentalize it and put it away.
Yes, absolutely. I would say that, you know, you should have like your common tools that you use a lot, like your tool belt or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, you know, you have had a studio for almost as long as I can remember.
Well, now, do you remember when we were building this studio, though, I was in the living room, the laundry room, and the breakfast room at one time with costume. That was the big sequin carpet thing with Lindsay saying, when I grow up, I'm going to have sequin carpet too. Because I was making, it was, you know, sequins on silk, like organdy or organza, organza, I guess. Silk organza with, you know, sewn on sequins. And, of course, as you cut, they just pop off. You know? And there were sequins everywhere. In fact, we still find them. That was like 20 years ago.
Yes, we do.
Those green sequins. And
you guys were pulling up carpet.
Yes.
To lay new hardwood.
Yeah.
And you found sequins.
And we found sequins. But that was when we built only that half of the studio.
Yes.
We're sitting in the bigger half now, which would mean it's not really a half. It's
the new half.
Bigger.
The new half.
The bigger two-thirds or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so I the smaller studio, that would have been 1996.
Or seven.
Or seven. Yeah.
And I was born in 89. So I remember, you know what I remember?
Now, when we lived in Chesterfield, I was in the basement.
Yeah. I don't really remember that.
Yeah, you don't remember that.
So when it was Halloween, you had your embroidery machine going, and it was in view of the front door. And this is, like, before embroidery machines were super commonplace.
Right, right.
And so people came by and trick-or-treated, and they were like, oh, it's like the sewing machine is
haunted. It's a ghost is running the sewing machine.
Okay, so labeling, you know, respect, you know, it can be tense. Mom and I have had some tense moments over.
You know, I don't have a problem when we're in it together. I have more. I think.
Oh,
I,
yeah.
No, I think I've had more problems with how you've left it.
Yeah.
You know, and I've come in and I can't find the fray block, or I can't find this.
Now,
or one I
day you
find
couldn't find the fray block, it's because you knocked it on the floor and I found it for you.
Right. Right. I mean, that happens. Well, that happens.
Sure.
But I mean, and I keep, I don't know why I keep mentioning fray block, but I do. But some people lose their water bottles too, don't they, Mallory?
Anyway. You hid that from me. That's not nice, Mom. Oh, here's a rule. Don't hide people's water bottles from them, okay?
Maybe if somebody could look past their nose, they could find their water bottle. I don't know.
Man.
I left it right where I found it, and she couldn't believe where she left it.
No.
But it was pretty funny.
No. I looked for it for 2 days. I knew I hadn't left the house. And I just bought this water bottle. I hadn't owned it.
Mallory needs like
hours.
One of those key finder things on everything.
No, I just need a camel pack for my water, I think.
Oh, that would be lovely,
right?
That wouldn't cause any problems when you were trying to fit something.
I'll look beautiful, self-sewn wardrobe.
No, I think I have more problems with how you've left things. Like, if you're up here, I can say, where's the fray block?
Sure, sure.
You know, it's I get frustrated when I have to look for stuff.
No, that's
and it's not at my, because I've always made my space where it's at my fingertips so I can sew and not, you know, I can sew. I spend my time sewing and not looking for things.
Okay, so that's this unsaid command. It's like unspoken command or whatever. That's the thing about these systems and this labeling and stuff. And this, so the example right. that Gretchen Rubin used is her little happiness hack, I think, was like create a space in your house that's for objects in transition, like library books
yep.
that need to be returned.
Right.
And this is a space that's visible to everyone. So if the if it's, you know, her husband's job to bring back the library books, she can just put them there and she doesn't have to say, hey,
he knows they're there.
You know, return. Right. It just saves her. Like, we all have a point that we get to where we don't like to.
Well,
we don't want to be told what to do again, and we don't want to ask what to do again. So that's what that labeling can do for you.
And I don't, you know, if you've ever worked in a corporate situation or even a franchise, sometimes they, you know, they have systems in place, and that's why stuff works.
So if you find a sticking point, we've talked about our sticking points here, like leaving the studio mess. I mean, it's pretty common sticking point,
right.
You know, but if you have another sticking point with your non-sewing, you know, space
Life.
Sharers or with your sewing space sharers, think about what the sticking point is. You know, is it that all the pins end up in one place? Or is it that, you know, this or that happens, and try to figure out a system that will help that. You know, I
another
think
thing I did is I leashed a pair of small ZD's, like, if you know ZD's favorite scissors, basically, I leashed a pair to every single machine we have.
Well, I feel like we have an organization episode coming on. Like
you
maybe in a few weeks here when we're really good, you know.
Well, an organization will help you share.
Exactly, exactly. So if you need some partner counseling.
Don't ask Mallory and
don't
I.
Don't talk to us. It's been a long time coming, this potential smoothly working situation has been a long time coming. And I think, I don't know, I mean, you know, I've left the studio a mess a lot. So in my defense, I don't know.
Don't you remember when the one lady made the comment, what happened to your studio? And it was actually, Mallory thought it looked clean.
I thought we cleaned it up. She's like, what happened in there?
What happened in your studio?
Might not be the group for you. I don't know. But yes, I think that now that we get to be here all the time.
Yes, it makes a big difference,
too. We should really have the opportunity to really make it a really efficient space.
Yes.
And we've been trying to do a lot of things in here. This is where we have filmed our classes.
Right.
Our made-to-measure leggings class was filmed here
yes.
in this studio.
I think another thing that happened to us, and this may happen to people too, and I think this has to do with organization or sharing or anything, is we left one place and brought everything, and we did not stop.
No.
We did not have a time to move. We had 3 days that we packed up and moved everything and dropped it at another place.
I don't really think I ever thought.
So there was no transition time.
Right. I don't think I ever really thought this was possible, but I really do know now that life has no pause button.
That's right.
And boy, do I wish that there was one.
No, it's not going to happen. I can tell you it's not going to happen.
It doesn't happen. No. You know, and I just tried. Yes, it's, you know, and our life is full of lovely things. And, you know, one comment on that lady who, you know, said my daughter left the sewing room
right
back. You know, the person was like, well, just be glad you know where she is on the Saturday night or something. And I'm like, okay. I mean, you know, a kid can, like, sew one night and then go do something
the other night.
Terrible the other night, you know, I guess. But I think that woman knew that she did have a special kid, that she had, you know, this is great that her daughter
she did want to sew and she did want to do that.
Sewing.
Right.
How lovely. You know, but it doesn't mean that, like, just because your kid wants to sew doesn't mean that
she's not going to get in trouble.
Yeah. I was sort of like, I mean, I feel like I'm trying to be, you know, like a gentle parent or whatever, you know, but I was like,
well, that doesn't work either, being gentle.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
No, it doesn't work.
How would you know? But
doesn't work.
I'm so on top of it tonight.
Well, you don't know. See, I was parenting for 10 years before you were born.
You know, you're right.
You don't know.
Is that what's wrong with Hillary? Were you too nice to her?
I hope she listens
to this episode. I hope Hillary listens. Oh, we are having a good time here. Just so you know, sarcasm is doled out and taken in our family.
Well, in fact, one of the things we always say is if we stop making fun of you, you know we don't like you because we just stay away from you, don't make fun of you anymore.
So anyway, just keep that in mind, that it's okay to get frustrated, but do try and find a system. Try and find something because it probably wouldn't be a very sustainable or fun situation just to scream at the person and say, you're never allowed in here again.
Well, and you know, if you're sharing with that person that's not a sewer.
Yes.
Okay, maybe they're trying to organize papers that day or something. I don't
sure
know. And they do use your clean, you know, tabletop or the common clean tabletop. And something happens and they have to leave their papers there or whatever. You should encourage them to have a system.
That's what
Where can I put these things for you?
No, that's what I meant about, like, them having a shelf. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Where can I put these things for you that I don't undo your work or mess you up or whatever?
Oh, I will say, this just popped into my head. I wish I would have mentioned it earlier in the episode before we went off on our tangents.
What tangent?
That tangent. There was a husband and wife couple who... She started quilting as a retired person. And then I think it was that he used to do woodworking.
Right.
And then had some kind of medical issue, and it wasn't a good idea for him to do that anymore. So he got into quilting, and they had a sign-up sheet for the cutting table.
Oh,
it was
my
just the two
gosh
of them. But they had a schedule, and it was like, it was written out, and they wrote they signed up.
Oh,
I get
my
it
gosh
from this time to this time.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, whatever works for you, but
I would get another cutting table.
Well, it was clear that they were getting in each other's way, but they found a system, I guess, right?
Well, and you know, we often one person because we have a big space.
Yeah, yeah.
We have a big cutting table. It's 8 foot by 4 foot. One of us can be on one end or the other, or one, you know. We can work with one on one side and one on the other.
Yeah, we can.
Happens often.
I had a lot of fun doing that with you the other
day. Yeah, no, and that's
did
fine.
Did you have fun with me?
I think I did. I think I remember that.
When you
it
were
was
doing,
a pleasant experience.
You were making your leotard.
I remember that as a pleasant experience.
And I was working on my button-up, on my button-up shirt.
Actually, the day I came up and I made the quick Leo, all three of us were sewing, including Sam, that day.
It's very true.
And we were just buzzing around here, and we were not in each other's way.
We were having a good time.
We were, yeah. And everybody's like, I don't care what color my thread is, and just go into the serger.
All right. Well, I hope this gives you some tips. I don't know. If you do have some problems, I was joking, don't ask us, you know. But I don't. We might be able to help.
Well, I think it's something to throw out into the group.
Right.
You know, if you have an issue and say, I have to share the space.
And,
you know, is there some, what do you think I can do? You know, and people often do ask like that and say, Does anybody else, you know, come up against this, and what do they do about it?
Yeah, and so we can give parenting advice on the podcast, but you can't give parenting advice.
I can't give parenting advice because you'll be arrested if you do what I ask.
Oh, my God, I was so fast with the jokes this episode. I am so proud of
She's
myself.
She's so funny. Can you hear me laughing? I'm laughing so hard.
All right. You can find us on Instagram. We are at ZD Sewing Studio. Go to, you know, sewhere.com/membership to check out all that good stuff. And take it away, Mom.
Well, so long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.